There once was a slave girl who went into the town, into the local grocery store there in town, and while she was there, she happened to notice that there was a runaway slave, a young man, who was hiding in the grocery store. And soon after she noticed this, she saw an overseer come into the grocery store and spot the runaway slave. And so she did what she could as a young girl, as a 12-year-old, to make a path for the runaway slave to get out of the store without being caught. And then the overseer, knowing that he was about to lose grasp of this runaway slave, grabbed a weight from the counter and threw it at the runaway slave. But he missed the runaway slave and instead hit this young girl. Do any of you know who this young girl is? She is Araminta, or Minty, or better known, of course, as Harriet Tubman. What a horrible thing to happen to you at the age of 12, to stand up for someone else and then to be treated in such a way. The next thing she knew, she was waking up at home, laying out on a loom because there was no proper bed. And yet, it was that moment when she started to have visions where God spoke to her, where God showed her what she was to do in order to set others free, to set God's people free who were in bondage. Those visions prompted her to seek not only her own freedom, but the freedom for hundreds more, guiding runaway slaves through what came to be known as the Underground Railroad. An amazing story. An amazing life, an astonishing tale, an unbelievable encounter with God. So unbelievable. I mean that. I struggle with believing that God really can communicate in such a way that you could be assaulted, and the result of that could be that God would speak to you in visions. Harriet Tubman was in fact doubted by others in the movement that her, a small woman, could in fact risk her life over and over again to guide so many to freedom. And yet she was absolutely convinced that God would not allow her to be caught, that God was guiding her through visions and in the stars. Now don't get me wrong, I love the story. It's an amazing story. Just as I love the story of God calling to Samuel, and Samuel not recognizing it, over and over again, God calls Samuel. And Samuel gets up and goes to Eli and says, "Here I am. You called me." And over and over again, Eli says, "I didn't call you. Go back to bed." Until finally, after three times of telling him that, he says, "Wait. This time say, speak, Lord, your servant is listening." I love this back and forth, and finally Samuel realizing with Eli's help that it is the voice of God. It is the voice of God calling to you. I long for the voice of God. For the voice of God that would speak so clearly as God in Jesus Christ speaks to the disciples who are first called, as we heard this evening. Jesus, who simply goes to some guys fishing in the Sea of Galilee and says, "Follow me." I would do that. If Jesus walked up to me, no matter where I was to go, I would follow. But I've never had that moment. I long to have God call me on the phone, or send me a tweet, right? Or an email. I would even be glad to be one of the billions of followers of God's daily tweets. It would be better than some other tweets that are out there these days. even as I long for the healing hands that wipe away pains and illnesses, and with them fear. I long for the voice of God. But I can't, and I don't. At least not so far in my life. I mean, don't get me wrong, God has spoken to me. God has been rather insistent in speaking to me at times, speaking through scriptures that somehow just bubble up at the right time, in the right moment. Through conversation, over and over again, conversation with friends and parishioners who speak to the depths of my soul, to my very being, and to where I am struggling. So often through the songs of our faith, God speaks to me. That's why we sang that first hymn that we sang this evening, because those words of that last verse, "Oh, to grace, how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Let that grace now like a fetter bind my wandering heart to thee." That is God speaking to where I am over and over again. God speaks to me. Yes. But God's call on my life, on our lives, is so often far from clear. What is God calling us to do in the current crisis that we are all living through? To make way and to stay distant from one another? To live in fear of our neighbor? And God uses strange messengers, I find. You know, Eli, I love the story of Samuel, don't you? I mean, it's a beautiful story, but I'll have to say that I think that we often just kind of pass right over the end of the story. You remember the end of the story? The end of the story is God's judgment on Eli and on Eli's whole family for having two wayward sons who have dishonored God, who have disparaged God, who he has not guided in a way that was respectful and honoring God. And yet, though he is judged in such a way, his role here is to be the voice of God, to guide Samuel to recognize that God is calling him. In fact, it is this moment that is the beginning of Samuel being the great prophet to the people of Israel, the same prophet who will call forth a shepherd boy, the youngest son, to be the great King David. Eli helped Samuel recognize the voice, validated what he was hearing, and helped him to follow where God was leading. And so I invite you to listen for the voice of God, in whatever form it takes, even in people that you doubt what their motivations are. For God can speak through the most unlikely people. And when you're not so sure if it's God speaking, turn to friends and mentors and family who can help you discern God's call in your life. May God continue to inspire us through the witness of people like Samuel and Harriet Tubman and Lema Bowie and Shay Claiborne and Ida B. Wells and Oscar Romero, and through the extraordinary people in your lives whose acts of compassion are seen only by you and a few others. May God speak to you and to me, and find us ready and willing to listen. In Jesus' name, amen.